可可 Radio 轻松快报。喝水对人体的健康来说实在是太重要了。事实上，人体当中的物质 75% 都是水。当人体失水量达体重 2% 的时候才会感到口渴。也就是说，当你感到口渴的时候，你的身体已经处于慢性缺水状态了。那么人到底可以多久不喝水呢？
If I were to stop drinking water right now,How long could I live? There are several different factors involved here. A human being isn't an automobile which needs a certain amount of gas. There are conditions under which a person could die of dehydration within a single day, and other conditions whereby a person might live for over a week. It's unlikely, though, anyone could go much beyond that.Water comes into our systems not just from drinking, but from eating as well. It goes out of us through urine, through sweat, and even through exhaling. Ever notice the fog you can make on a window by breathing on it? That's water vapor leaving your body. The biggest reason it's bad to lose too much water is that the actual volume of your blood goes down. When blood volume goes down, blood pressure goes down. As blood pressure goes down, body heat goes up because your blood helps regulate your core body temperature.Without enough blood, you can't cool off. Pretty soon, you overheat. So, various factors from eating to circulatory health to the ambient temperature play a part in how long you could go without water. Probably the biggest factor, though, is simply age. Young people are much more likely to overheat faster than adults, which is why it's especially important to keep an eye on the little ones on hot summer days.
Whereby, 连词凭借相当于 by which or through which.譬如我们可以说 He devised a plan by which he might escape 他想出了一个可借以逃脱的方法我们也可以说 Whereby shall we find fault with him 我们凭什么指责他呢另外英语当中还有一个词组可以表达类似的意思也就是 in accordance with 譬如我们可以说 I sold the house in accordance with your orders我按照你的指示售出了这所房子。Exhale, 呼气发出散发比如 He lit his cigar and exhaled smoke. 他点燃雪茄然后吐出烟雾。我们也可以说 She exhaled slowly to show her annoyance. 他长叹一声表示厌烦。我们还可以用 expire, breathe out 来表达呼气这个意思。譬如我们可以说 The doctor told me to breathe in and then breathe out slowly 医生叫我吸气然后再慢慢的呼出